If an entire generation knocks on a door, does the door open? Man, that got deep. I was just talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Let me shake things up a second. Monica, you want points for correctly picking a game this weekend? Points for correctly picking a game. But mutes for the self-promotion because you got the other games wrong before you did it. Oh, no. Let's go right on.
ATH 101.
Oh, yes.
You got to be more subtle with it.
NFL news of the day. Sean Payton and the Saints going their separate ways. There was some whisper about this the last couple days, but for it to drop like it did right now, and the ripple effects across this team and the league. Does Payton line up with another one of the job openings? New York, Vegas, Miami, Denver? Or maybe one that's not currently open? Dallas? Or does Kevin James just take over in New Orleans? Ramona Shelburne, around the horn to you. Anything is possible. How do you react?
I mean, it sounds like he didn't like his life after Drew Brees. He didn't like his life with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill and wasn't in the market for a rebuild. And our colleague Diana Rossini just reported it sounds like it's best described as a recharge. This wasn't something he came to lightly. But there's obviously a lot of interest in him from the broadcast networks. He can take a year or two off and then scour for the best opportunity. But the question is, will any NFL team that wants him now, will they trade for him? Because he was under contract through 2024.
Emily Kaplan.
It's just wild that he walked away right now. But then you think about his career, right? He's won a Super Bowl, Coach of the Year. You become a cult hero in a city with a disproportionate number of bars that you never have to pay for a drink in your entire life. And then you think about it, and he's played his entire career in New Orleans with a Hall of Fame quarterback except for 1 year. And then he's like, wait, we're $70 million over the salary cap? And wait, how much money do you have committed to this 32-year-old full book, and that's what I have to play with? So I understand why he left with those are the contacts, but I don't buy that he's done with coaching now. And I think he'll be ready for his next challenge because no coach has ever won a Super Bowl with two different teams, and I feel like that's what he'll be gunning for next.
Okay, but is that next challenge right now, I guess I want to know? Israel Gutierrez, do you believe Sean Payton's in play for any of the job openings or non-openings right now?
Well, I wonder if, you know, the film about a portion of his life coming out might have some impact in him being in the news, you know, talking about him and possibly gets better ticket sales. However, I do think he should or probably would not only look to another team, but be lured by another team. Very much so, because he is such an offensive genius. And it's one of those sides of the, like the Dallas Cowboys, for example. You mentioned them, okay?
There
Jerry
we go.
Jones, probably not married necessarily to his current head coach, especially after the way the season ended, especially after some of those coaching mistakes that have happened under his watch in the past, maybe came up again this time. And if you can convince Sean Payton, hey, we've got the quarterback, we've got the weapons on the outside, all you need to do is bring your offensive mind to our team. You are America's coach now. You are not just the underdog coach. I think that could be compelling. But I also believe that if he believes that, you know, they want to stick with their current situation, give it a year in the booth. I mean, heck, John Gruden gave it a lot of years in the booth and then ended up coming back
I don't know if John Gruden is where you want to draw your analogy here.
But
point blank, no. Israel Gutierrez, if you're Jerry Jones, are you moving heaven and earth right now to get Sean Payton as your head coach?
Absolutely, especially when we know what Jerry Jones likes. He likes the fireworks. He likes the offense to go along with those with that winning. Sean Payton is that guy. Would seem like a perfect
situation. And
Monica
McNutt, I'll bring you in here.
You're absolutely moving heaven and earth if you're Jerry Jones to make this happen. Here's the thing with Sean Payton. He's well-respected, he's well-liked, and he's super talented. Sean Payton, Dak Prescott. Come on, man. It doesn't get any more creative and opportunistic than that. But I will say, and we've talked about this a lot on this show, in terms of the holistic approach that both athletes and coaches are now taking to the game, I do think that the Cowboys thing can come to fruition. I don't know that it happens next season. I think he's serious about a recharge at 58 years young.
Oh, Monica, your voice. I'm so sorry. I hope you're... I mean, a recharge, a holistic approach, all these things. Here, I feel bad for taking your points. Yeah. Nice mug, by the way. Last word, Ramona Shelburne.
Well, what about a franchise that could offer him not just a coaching position, but a front office position? Somebody like the Las Vegas Raiders?
Okay, so you believe that's one that's in play,
open?
Too. There are a couple of jobs where it's GM and coach is available. We've seen Super Bowl-winning coaches desire that in the past. Have we seen it work where the coach and GM is one and the same? I'm not sure. We've been horrible. We'll move
not
on.
Really.
Aaron Rodgers' weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show today.
Going to another team, maybe experiencing free agency, or going to everything is still on the table in your eyes, you're thinking at this point.
I mean, I don't think there's any free agency is not. I don't think that's an option. But I think, but everything is definitely on the table.
Emily, hearing everything's on the table, what do you think the chances are the Packers can keep Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay?
Well, I think that Pat McAfee asked the question to Aaron Rodgers, what are you going to do next? And it's fascinating because he's under contract, but he has all of the agency in the world, and, like, nobody is hiding from that fact. Like, he gets to choose what he does. And then you hear the Packers GM yesterday, our coach, Matt LaFleur, say, well, everyone here wants him back. Of course they have to say that, because you think of where the relationship was last year. It was so fractured. They get to a working relationship here. But everyone still knows it's Aaron's decision. Does he feel like they're not rebuilding? Can they bring back his guy, Davante Adams? He's the one that gets to choose. And now the Packers GMs can say, well, we put it all on his plate. He's the one that ditched us, and that's the way they can control their messaging.
Israel Gutierrez, is the way the season ended, you think, with the loss, and then hearing Rodgers say anything's possible, make you think he's coming back more?
I think the whole season, the entirety of it, makes me think he's coming back more than I did at the mm-hmm. start of the season. And I do think the vaccination, immunization thing does have something to do with it. He's taken a bit of a heel turn in the public eye. And that is, you know, the NFL players are also part of the public. People that are not in his locker room might have a strong opinion about him, that maybe they don't like him the way they used to, and maybe he shouldn't be in their locker room. And so I think Aaron Rodgers probably has to weigh all that. Hey, if I want to be around the familiar and the comfort, and I know they're going to support me, whether or not they believe in me or whatever, they're going to support me. I don't know if he can say that comfortably about any other organization. So for him to look around and say, okay, if you can trade me here, if you can trade me there, I want to go there. He might also just might want to look and say, hey, yeah, if they keep Davante Adams, et cetera, this might be the safest place for me, the most comfortable place for me, because my image has taken a beating over the last
Devontae season. Adams is huge, of course, and whether the team franchise tag him or not, or whether they just sign him long term, and there's some thinking that Adams does not want to be franchise tagged at all. And can you see Rodgers stay if he doesn't have Adams, Monica McNutt?
I definitely don't see him staying if he doesn't have Adams, that's for sure. I think this entire year has been about, we'll call it flexing power or maybe not flexing power, but he's made this big stink about wanting to be a part of the decision-making process. I'm sure that we'll hear him say flat out that Davante Adams has to stay, but I think Izzy nailed it. I don't know where else he would go that he'd be in a better position to win outside of maybe forcing something to happen with San Fran in Tennessee, and I just don't know if that's viable.
Shelburne.
Yeah, I mean, look, he doesn't sound like a guy who wants to retire, does he? I mean, he's literally getting into salary cap minutia and talking about how they shouldn't franchise Davante Adams. I mean, that doesn't sound like Tom Brady over here talking about his family and spending more time with him. Like, to me, this is a guy who wants to keep playing. It's just a matter of where, and can he flex the power with the organization to make sure that they don't rebuild and they do everything he wants them to do to contend again next year.
Emily, you have a last word?
Yeah, I just want to fight back a little bit on what Monica whispered about what the Packers, where is he going to find a better situation?
How dare you?
only the New Orleans Saints have a worse salary cap situation of $70 million over. They're like $40 million over. He can find a lot of teams where he can have a lot
more. Well, throw some out, Emily. You think Pittsburgh, a team that's all about building it one way, would reverse course and try to bring him in for 2 years?
Potentially. And I think he would like the opportunity to play for Mike Tomlin in a city with a lot of
Monica,
history.
Last word.
Monica's whispering.
I don't think it's about what teams want him. You're right. A lot of teams want him. But if he's still trying to win, we're having conversations about his legacy. Pittsburgh ain't closer to winning than Green Bay.
We've been horned. We'll move on. One more story here. Baseball Hall of Fame. The vote will be announced today. Is this the year Bonds, Clemens, Rodriguez, Ramirez, Sosa, Sheffield get in? Is this the year Schilling gets in? And it's David Ortiz's year as well. The steroids gatekeeping, and in Schilling's case, the politics, or we just didn't like the guy gatekeeping. And here's a line from Jeff Passan. If Barry Bonds isn't a Hall of Famer by the end of the day, it's a failure by the Hall of Fame. Emily, what's at stake for the Hall of Fame today?
Exactly that. Barry Bonds has become the biggest scapegoat for a process that is rooted in hypocrisy. Like, how can you explain the fact that Bud Selig, who oversaw the entire steroid era, can get in, but Barry Bonds cannot? And just a little history lesson, the character clause, that was added actually to try to include and backdoor a guy in who died in World War I. It didn't work. And over the years, the writers and the voters interpreted that to what they wanted. It was never meant to be exclusionary. So I just think that we need to remember it's a museum. Museums curate history. Barry Bonds is part of the history of baseball. Put him in there, put in a plaque that explains the nuance, and move on.
Ramona Shelburne.
Look, there's a line in the story, and it, you know, where Jeff writes it, and I can only say it as well as he wrote it, which is his greed mirrored the league's ceaseless pursuit of bigger, better, and more. I mean, do we see the Hall of Fame as a place to honor individual players for their accomplishments, or is it a museum to talk about the history of baseball? That, I think, is what the fundamental question is, because if you talk about the history of baseball, the steroid era is part of the history of baseball. And you cannot turn a blind eye to that. You can't pretend that baseball didn't know what was going on, didn't sanction this, as Emily said. Bud Selig presided over this era. Did they shut him down in the middle of the home run chase? No. So if you sanctioned it while he was playing, I think you have to sanction it now in the Hall of Fame, because he absolutely deserves to be there.
So you believe he deserves to be there. So that's two now,
yeah,
who say it. Well, we'll turn to Monica McNutt here, knowing that 75% is the cutoff. So even if you, I mean, if you get there, do you believe 75% of voters will vote for Barry Bonds today, Monica?
I think they should. And Tony, for me, it's I don't want to oversimplify it, but a big piece of this has been, well, let's say he didn't do this, would he still have been powerful and dominant and very successful in the game of baseball? And prior to whenever people think he started to use PEDs, from what I gather, he was still a really good baseball player. And yeah, so this is as much a part of the fabric of baseball as anything else in sports, whether you like it or not. And so I still think he was a pretty dominant player before that, and he should still be on.
Baseball and the gatekeepers once again have, I mean, Pete Rose is an example, right? Whether they've been treating it like a museum or not, Pete Rose, that door has been closed to him completely. He hasn't shown contrition. Has Barry Bonds shown contrition? Is contrition even needed? Israel, all those things I throw out to you and ask you, do you believe it's a failure if Bonds or Clemens don't get in today?
Yeah, I do. And it's because we know what we think we know. We have this picture painted of what happened. We don't know what happened. We also don't know what happened with other people who are already in the Hall of Fame. Are we going to retroactively, like, go through all of their baggage and everything else? No. And so it's just as everybody said, it's not a church. It's a Hall of Fame. We put people in, we give them the context, and we let them think about it. It's the same thing we talk about with Pete Rose. If we talk about Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame, the discussion becomes, hey, why not? And you get a strong one side and a strong other side, and that discussion lives on. But really, it's all about just the morals and everything else that come along with it. We shouldn't have to worry about that. We should let them drive the conversation. Hey, he's in the Hall of Fame. Talk about whatever you want. But he was one of
One other thing I think about, I mean, the stopgap for the era, that kind of negatively affects the other guys who might be getting in if those other guys weren't already settled, yeah, you know? I'm talking about Scott Rowan, yeah, Andrew Jones, Todd Helton, Billy Wagner. I mean, this is a day the sport is supposed to be celebrating people, and in the end, the only conversation is the one we just had. Does anyone think Rowland gets in today? Does anybody think Andrew Jones gets in?
I think no
one
gets in.
I mean, We'll be back. Buy or sell on the other side. David Ortiz is getting in because people liked him. Bonds is not getting in because people didn't like him. It's that terrible.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Tom Brady from his podcast. Let's go.
The biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now too. My wife is my biggest supporter. You know, it pains her to see me get hit out there. You know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and then, figure out in the future what's next.
hearing that. Any of you modifying your view and thinking Brady might call it a career? Ramona Shelburne by herself.
I mean, he sounds like a guy who's about to retire, but I don't believe it. I mean, okay. Do we really think Ben Roethlisberger is going to have a better send-off and farewell tour than Tom Brady? I don't buy it.
Oh, you think he wants a farewell tour? I think he said he doesn't want a farewell tour.
Oh, yeah, well, he wants that, and he wants the Bucs to be a good team next year, and he wants to put a little pressure on, hey, I'm not going to come back unless you go get me some wide receivers and fill out that lineup, because by the end of the game, they were...
So you don't believe anyone when they tell you, oh, I don't want a farewell tour. You believe everybody wants
it. I never believe everybody.
Kathleen, how about you?
Give me the flowers.
Yes. The people who say they're not birthday people. Look, Giselle told CBS in 2007 that she was worried about his future health and concussions, and then he played another 4 years. But this is the first glimpse into saying, oh, that's still a conversation in that family. Of course he'd want to walk out on top of the mountain and end on a win. But how many people in their careers get to say they do that besides Jackie Mack? Like, name one other.
Does anybody want to walk off on top of a mountain? I don't think so. I think you want to walk down the mountain and then feel like you... Okay. Israel, how about you?
He's had kids for almost his entire career. He's had Giselle as a wife for almost all of his career.
Right.
He's been getting hit for all of his career. All of these things are the same. It's just a matter of how badly he wants to do it again. And that, right now, is the worst time to ask him that question, because right now is the time that he wants to play football the least once his season's
and
over.
And Monica.
So let's get talking about this maybe in March, June, July.
I think he's thoughtful. I think he'll be back, though. I mean, there's things that the Bucs need to figure out. They've got like 23 free agents, but this is a guy who has said on more than one occasion the number was 45. That's at least one more year. Just because you talk it over with the family doesn't mean they're going to ask him to step away just
now. And hello, he just had one of the greatest years in the history of quarterbacking.
Yes.
We'll move on.
Yeah.
Buy or sell two. The lines are in for conference championship games. LA is 3.5-point favorite over San Fran. That's the usual home field advantage bonus, right? 3 points. San Fran won the first two matchups and kind of had home field advantage last time they played in LA. Here's a question. Is this Niners team better than the Niners team that made the Super Bowl 2 years ago? And you have more or less faith in Jimmy Garoppolo right now. Emily Kaplan, buy or sell.
I'm selling that they're winning because of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it's in spite of them. It's because of their defense and their run game. He has a career 43 QBR in the playoffs. He's got a bum shoulder, a bum thumb. He was playing in bad weather, but they won in spite of him, not because
Israel?
Of him.
Israel?
I believe in him less than I did in the last Super Bowl run, but that's because we've seen enough of Jimmy Garoppolo over the last couple years where he's just like, okay, he's bound to make a mistake. I do like this team. I do think they have Super Bowl talent. I don't think they're better than the last 49ers Super Bowl team.
Monica?
I believe in Jimmy more because I think he understands, don't mess it up at this point. Listen, he's 9-2 over the course of his career when he doesn't throw a touchdown. But he's 3-0 in playoff games where he doesn't throw a touchdown. I think he understands that. I'm good. Let's go. I buy.
Shelburne.
I mean, I know we all want to focus on that last run by Deebo Samuel and the call on that, but that pass to Kittle was Jimmy G. Was that not him throwing it? Like, that was he has delivered for them at the end of games. And I think, as Israel said, like, he's been humbled. He's not trying to win the game by himself, but he can do it
exactly
when he needs to. So, you know, I think he knows his limits and he knows how to deliver when they need him, though.
Spoken like a true person in L.A., supporting San Francisco. We'll move on. Buy or sell three, the one-game suspension for Grayson Allen and the 6-to-8-week injury for Alex Caruso. I gotta ask you, Israel, have you ever seen a team release a statement saying, we disagree, like the Bucks did? Buy or sell this statement?
Is it self-promotion if I say I covered this game? Look, I don't love the statement because if you just watch the play, yes, at the moment it was questionable. You had to review it a couple of times. But that swing through with the other hand is very much unnecessary, and it was a violent crash. Now, if he didn't fall that way, honestly, I don't think he would have been suspended. But the NBA apparently is allowed to take that into account.
Monica.
You did a great job covering this game too, Izzy. I love some of your reports. Boo! I am so totally selling the Bucks getting involved here. This was a dirty play. Grayson Allen has a reputation. No. Like, just sit down, Bucks. Like, no. No, no, no.
Shelburne.
Wait, if you're going to take points away from Monica for self-promotion, and then let her walk through the whole show with this voice, you got to take some points away from this for that self-promotion.
Wait, what are you guys talking about? Is this your first Around the Horn?
Standard.
Monica went on the internet and said, I want 15 points for picking a game that was decided on the last kick.
15.
And then getting every 15. Other game wrong like afterwards. Me. Oh, my goodness. Shelburne, you're walking down the wrong path here. Can you please address the Milwaukee Bucks saying that we disagree with Grayson Allen being suspended for what you saw?
Why are the Milwaukee Bucks saying anything when Grayson Allen hasn't? I mean, it's his play to apologize for. If I accidentally threw a ball and it hit somebody in the shin when I was playing softball, I would feel bad even if I meant to or not. Like, you feel bad when you hurt somebody. That's it. That's all that matters here. I don't know why the Bucks are
Emily, some people are saying Allen should be suspended as long as Caruso is out.
Mm-mm. I'm not against that. Look, I just think there's another case of this kid being enabled. Remember when he was at Duke and tripping everyone and Coach K is like, I'm going to suspend him indefinitely. And then he was back the next game because they needed their best player on the court. Same thing.
We will not enable. We shan't be enabling. Monica, you have a last word.
I would just like to say that I was 2-2 in my picks and not completely wrong over the weekend. That's all.
I posted all the picks of the public, the people, and they were 3-1. So when the panelists get lower than the people, you lose the points. I am very sorry about your voice, Monica.
Fine.
Although you could do a great Doc Fine. Rivers impression right now if you were so inclined.
Don't ask me that. Would you ask Pop?
It's Kathleen Gutierrez Showdown next.
Oh, Monica. Not your fault.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Rafa Nadal advancing in the Australian Open in 5 sets. His opponent, Denis Shapovalov, cried corruption.
He's not ready to play.
He's not ready to play either because he comes to talk to me. He comes to talk to me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
You guys are all corrupt. You guys are all corrupt.
Corrupt? Is an investigation in order, Emily?
No. Look, all the Canadians I know are celebrating this golden age of Canadian tennis. Well, look, you guys have made it. There's conspiracy at the top level. It's only 4 months ago from Bathroomgate.
Israel?
You know, what I've always wondered is why. I've always thought Nadal and Federer and Djokovic are at the top because they get an extra 3 seconds of rest time thanks to these corrupt referees. No, that has nothing to do with anything. You throw something like corrupt over a referee because it gives them a couple extra seconds, get out of here. That's ridiculous.
Sometimes,
it adds up, Israel.
Sometimes contestants say things. Shelburne and McNutt were doing it before, claiming corruption in the scoring. Israel Gutierrez. FaceTime.
Thank you, Tony. And a quick shout out to the Mexican Soccer Federation for stepping up on fans who are saying the homophobic slant or slur that is normally directed at opposing goalkeepers. They are taking fans' information, requiring them to have a QR code and show up with identification. So if they are then heard saying the slur, they are banned for 5 games. They've already been suspended for 1 game with no fans after a situation last June. And now the Mexican Soccer Federation stepping in and doing the right thing, trying to keep casual homophobia out of the game.
Thanks for that, Israel. Monica, we love you. A little bee pollen spray for the throat, please. Some hot tea.